Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning and welcome. 9 o'clock stretch in progress. Oh, there we go. Ah, it feels good. It is 9:07. Your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Biketoberfest kicks off this Thursday in Daytona. A lot more bikers on the roads. Please look twice. Motorcycles are everywhere, and I thank you for that, because I plan on heading over there at least for a couple days anyway. Hey, Charlie Kirk Remembrance Day is going on this evening. Ocala Marion County Veterans Memorial Park is where it's going to occur, and this will be 5:30 to 8:30 at the park, and that's on Southeast 25th Avenue in Ocala. They're going to have keynote a speech from Paul Renner, who's running for governor of Florida, live music, Ocala Worshippers, and the Hat Trick Band, a video production of Charlie Kirk. And, you know, this happens to be his birthday as well. What would he have been? 32, I believe, right? The group's also selling Red Freedom T-shirts for as little as a $5 donation. And Turning Point USA, the organization that Kirk founded in 2012, is encouraging those who observe the day to wear red. So if you haven't got your red on already, put it on if you can. If you already left the house, not much you can do. Well, go to the event and buy a shirt. There you go. All right. What else do we have going on? Oh, yeah. Since that is going to be at Veterans Park, it reminded me that there is a golf tournament to benefit the local veterans. This is a group called Veterans Helping Veterans, and it's a charity golf outing. This will be held this Saturday. Oh, it's going to be perfect weather. Benefits the Veterans Helping Veterans USA Marine Corps League, Marion Detachment Mission of Young Marines, Interfaith Food Bank. It'll be at Silver Springs Shores Country Club. Registration begins at 7, shotgun start at 8. That's on Silver Road, 633 Silver Road, and all are invited to come out. Even if you're not a golfer, enjoy fresh air and sunshine. Support your local veterans. For more information, go to VHV, that's Veterans Helping Veterans, USA.org. VHVUSA.org. All right. Good deal there. Russian forces launched powerful glide bombs and drones against Ukraine's second largest city in overnight attacks. Apparently hit a hospital, wounded 7 people. And this is right as President Zelensky is heading to Washington, D.C. Of course, he's going to ask the president for more American military help. The Russian attack on Kharkiv in Ukraine's northeast hit the city's main hospital. They had to evacuate 50 patients. And the attack main targets have been energy facilities, and they didn't, I guess, go into great detail. Every day, every night, Russia strikes power plants, power lines, our natural gas facilities, Zelensky said. Russian long-range strikes on his neighbor's power grid are part of a campaign since Moscow launched the full-scale invasion in February of 22 to disable Ukraine's power supply, denying civilians heat and running water during the bitter winter. Oh, how humanitarian of you. The Ukrainian leader urged foreign countries to help blunt Russia's long-range attacks by providing more air defense systems for the country, which is almost the size of Texas, hard to defend from the air in its entirety. We're counting on the actions of the U.S., Europe, the G7, all partners who have these systems and can provide them to protect our people. The world must force Moscow to sit down at the table for real negotiations. Yeah, as long as China's buying that Russian oil, Russia's going to be able to keep their financial heads above water, so to speak, and they'll be able to fund this war. If China would do the right thing and stop buying it, as the president has implored President Xi to do, then I think when the money starts to dry up, then Russia might rethink this. But right now, they feel like, I think they're in a power position. But Vladimir Putin might find himself in a heap of trouble, boy. In a heap of trouble. Because President Trump doesn't back down. The NATO countries, I think, are becoming a little irritated with Putin. So we'll see what happens. I I gotta tell you, this is the main thing that I thought that Trump would be able to get Vladimir Putin to come to his senses. I did. And that hasn't happened so far. Now we got to be patient. But I really thought he would come to the table by now because, you know, Trump knows ways and has people that know ways to really financially make you hurt. And I guess those kinds of things would have been highly effective if it wasn't for China backdooring that oil from Russia. So really, you know, dealing with China might be a better kind of a strategic move, more effective one, and maybe from attacking that part of it and getting China to stop buying that oil, it might have a positive impact overall. Just we'll have to see. Hey, I believe the Senate's going to get together and they're going to reopen the government. Not. They are supposed to get together. It'd be nice if they came to an agreement. This is the Democrats holding this up. They've been presented with a clean, continuing resolution. Just keep things going the way they're going. Pay the bills. Keep moving forward until we get a chance to sit down and, you know, hash through everything that needs to be done. Which that's going to be coming up anyway. I mean, this continuing resolution wouldn't last but a few weeks anyway. But, I guess they'll wait for there to be multiple problems. All right. It's funny, Chad Pergram, who works for Fox News, has a good sense of humor, and he's talking about the National Hockey League played 7 games in the season by the end of the day on Wednesday and had a grand total of only 2 fights. The government shutdown to run for 8 days by the end of the day Wednesday, and now the lengthy shutdown sparked 2 extraordinary verbal brawls. So he said, we need to call in some referees from the NHL to handle this. You're embarrassing yourself right now, hollered House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. And he, of course, is a Democrat from New York, and he's yelling at Congressman Mike Lawler, a Republican from New York. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer and the Democrats, led the House by Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, are putting health care access at risk by refusing the GOP's federal funding plan. Lawler said, the only embarrassment here is you. Basically, they went back and forth. Yeah. Yawn. Get to work. Yelling back and forth. Come on. It's just interesting, though. You know, the Democrats would just tell you, man, it's the end of the world if you shut the government down. you know, when Republicans did it. But now that the Democrats are doing it, well, it's just, I guess it's perfectly okay. It's perfectly fine. And you know what it's about, right? Providing health care to illegal immigrants. And I know there are somebody in the House, a Republican in the House, even presented the idea of just a one-year extension on that. And Hakeem Jeffries said no before it even really went anywhere. He just said no to it. So they're demanding a lot. They don't deserve it. They're not in the majority. But they don't mind that the people feel some pain with the government shutdown. All right. About 30 minutes away from things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. You start thinking about that. More stories, more headlines. It's all on the way. On a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, you're listening to The Bob Rose Show on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It is Charlie Kirk Remembrance Day. And there'll be a remembrance event later on this evening, 5:30 to 8:30, at the Ocala Marion County Veterans Memorial Park. That's later on this afternoon. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show, 9:22. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Former presidential nominee, ex-Utah Senator Mitt Romney, said his family's heartbroken after his sister-in-law was found dead on a street in a Los Angeles suburb. Carrie Elizabeth Romney discovered dead on a street near a shopping mall parking garage in Valencia, California, around 8:30 p.m. on Friday. She was 64 years old. Authorities said her car was discovered inside the parking garage, and it's unknown at the moment if Carrie jumped or fell from the multi-story parking garage or a nearby building. The medical examiner confirmed that Carrie had died Friday. Her cause of death is listed as deferred but her body was listed as ready for release. I'm assuming that no other autopsy would be possibly required. They do not, at this point, suspect foul play. If I can speculate, they probably think it, after all the facts are gathered, that maybe a possibility of a suicide. Because Carrie had been married to the ex-Utah senator's older brother, George Romney, who goes by the name Scott. Why, I don't know. Because his father was really well known. He was the governor in Michigan some years ago. So the younger George Romney, I guess, goes by Scott Romney. He's 81 now. A well-known attorney and father of Ronna McDaniel. Remember the Republican National Committee chair? Yeah. That's his daughter. So apparently, Scott Romney filed for divorce on June 10th after 8 years of marriage, citing irreconcilable differences, according to the Daily Mail. He also stated in the filing that most of their assets had been obtained separately before the marriage. He noted that Carrie was seeking spousal support, which he opposed, and requested that she go back to using her maiden name, Carrie Elizabeth Demas. It's unclear when the two met, but the couple tied the knot in November of 2016. However, they appeared to have kept their relationship private. From 2012 onward, the two quietly stepped away from public view, avoiding social media, interviews, public appearances together. The divorce would have brought an end to Scott Romney's third marriage. Apparently, he's still an attorney practicing in Michigan. And so, you know, that's an awful tragedy. You feel for him. And Mitt Romney, boy, I supported him early on against Barack Obama. I thought he was pretty sharp. But I got to tell you, he had a thing about hating Donald Trump. I mean, he went way out of his way. And my point then, and it still continues to be, I mean, you so hate somebody, you would do damage to them, even if it meant that all the policies of the Democrat Party would then take over. In other words, something that would impact the 350-whatever million people that live here. Mitt Romney was so centered on his hatred for Donald Trump. He was the only Republican to vote to convict President Trump during the impeachment trial in 2020, and then he repeated his vote during Trump's second impeachment trial the following year. Romney penned a scathing op-ed in 2019, pledging to challenge what he called the president's destructive statements made with the backing of the White House. The president is so destructive that he is the first president to bring peace to the Middle East. Wow. How do you like them apples, Mitt? Yeah. And think about it. And there was a lot of work that was done to get to this point. Part of it was weakening Iran. Part of it was reaching out to the Arabs in the area and others, Turkey. Try to get them on board, and he did. The Arabs hated Joe Biden. They wouldn't give him the time of day. And Biden didn't do himself any favors by saying he was basically going to eliminate oil and gas. You know, when you have a commodity that your entire nation is basically built on, and you say, yeah, I want to do away with that stuff, that bad, bad stuff that's killing our planet. Yeah, that can irritate some people. But it is interesting that Biden and Antony Blinken, the former Secretary of State, are trying to take some credit for the peace now established in the Middle East. It's beyond being a joke. These people are ridiculous. Details on that coming up. Also, things that make you smile. That's about 15 minutes away. Start thinking about that. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. It's 9:36 right now, and joining me, I've got a very special guest, Annie Marie Delgado from Conservative Watch USA. She's a founder, and she is very much involved in the very wonderful event that's going to be going on at the Ocala Veterans Park. And good morning, Annie. How are you?
Good morning to you, Bob. I'm really well. Thank you. Really busy, but thank you for having me on. We're doing fantastic.
Hey, you've been involved with the Republican Party for a long time. I know you've put on many events. Tell me about what is it about Charlie Kirk that you think really resonated with a lot of people?
Oh, there's so much. But, you know, the first and foremost thing is how Charlie Kirk, his faith and how he's been able to reach. He probably has no idea how many people he's actually touched, millions. And that's his strongest point. You know, he spoke of the gospel. He spoke of Jesus. He spoke of being saved, which is vitally important. And I just think that that's probably the first and foremost strongest point about Charlie Kirk, in addition to, of course, freedom of speech and being able to have a dialogue with people on the opposing side without violence. We can speak civilly and peacefully and have the dialogue. And that's extraordinary because it certainly has resonated around this whole country and quite frankly, around the world.
And today is actually would have been his, 32nd birthday, right?
Correct. Today is his birthday. And so we're having a happy heavenly birthday celebration for Charlie at the Veterans Memorial Park. And that starts at 5:30 today. We have an incredible lineup of speakers and video production. We have the Ocala Worshipers Choir coming. They'll be singing. We have the Hat Trick Band also singing. We'll have the Red Freedom shirts available for only $5, folks, only $5.
And there'll also be like a video.
There'll
also be like a video running of Charlie Kirk himself, right?
Oh, yeah, the video production is going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I kind of figured this sounds like a great event. It looks like the weather is going to fully cooperate. I bet you expect a pretty good crowd out there at the Veterans Park, right?
We hope so. We hope so. We've had a great response, and we'll have a birthday cake as well. And after all of the speakers and stuff, we'll do the cake, and we'll have the candlelight vigil. I also received these beautiful, beautiful portraits from the artist that does this for Turning Point USA. And so we'll have those available as well for purchase. And it's going to be an extraordinary day, and as it should be. You know, I'll tell you that the Veterans Memorial Park, they do events for birthdays. This is a birthday party. I've seen some and heard some chatter, some folks saying, oh, it's supposed to only be for veterans. Well, no, it's a public facility that they indeed do rent it out for birthday parties and other things. So, yes, we've had a great response, and we're looking forward to have a fabulous time.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful event, and I know it's going to go very, very well. From 5:30 to 8:30, Veterans Park, that's located on Southeast 25th Avenue in Ocala. And I know you had some help with this, Bikers for Trump, Marion Absolutely. County, Florida GOP, Marion County Young Republicans. And this is going to be a wonderful event to help to remember Charlie Kirk, who, as days go by, really his legacy is only growing, and that's a good thing, right?
And let's not forget the Tea Party as well. There's many good folks that have come together and organizations in unison to put this on and help me for sure. I don't do it all by myself. And, of course, so I want to make sure and acknowledge them as well. But, yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I'm gonna move along. But Annie Marie Delgado from Conservative Watch USA, always a pleasure. Nice to talk to you again.
Oh, thank you so very much, Bob. It's always great talking to you. Say hi to Greg for me.
You got it. Will do. Yeah. Oh, Greg, he's got it tough right now. Yeah, in Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm. No, much deserved vacation. All right. So, yeah, that event is going on this evening, 5:30 to 8:30. And they're also going to be selling some Red Freedom T-shirts for as little as a $5 donation. They're asking people as well to wear red. And actually wear red, all day today, because it is Charlie Kirk Remembrance Day. 9:41 right now on the Bob Rose Show. And Trump said that he'd be proud to visit Gaza as the enclave faces $50 billion in reconstruction. And he said, look, President Trump said rebuilding is maybe going to be the easiest part. All right. And we know how to build better than anyone in the world. So, yeah, you got that. Now, not really related to that per se, but IDF leaders warn about Hamas tunnels in Gaza still being a major weapon and need to be destroyed. I was thinking about that. I was wondering what they were going to do with that, because this, yeah, that's an infrastructure that's very difficult to control, underground tunnels. And, yeah, I wondered how they were going to deal with that, what they were going to do. I mean, I'd imagine they'll fill those in as they rebuild above them, but not, I mean, these tunnels are extensive. So, they're going to have to figure out how to work that, and that'll be part of the price tag as well. All right, so a couple things on that. Speaking of peace in the Middle East, I can't get over it that Joe Biden or somebody that helps him with his little tweets on X, he said that he was deeply grateful and relieved that the Gaza war is approaching its end. That's great. The road to this deal was not easy. Yeah. Yeah. You threw a lot of roadblocks in there. He said, my administration worked relentlessly to bring hostages home, get relief to Palestinian civilians, and end the war. Yeah, but Biden's version of ending the war was immediately telling Israel to cease fire, which we know one of the key to the successes here has been to unleash the IDF, to unleash the Israelis, to really really squashed down on Hamas. That's what made the difference. The fact that they weren't restrained. Definitely not as much as they were with the Biden administration in charge. And they didn't have a great relationship with Netanyahu, the Biden administration. And in fact, they didn't have a great relationship with Saudi Arabia. Remember when he came begging for cheap oil? And they just about spit on him. Really? I mean, it was obvious that they just couldn't stand him. They received him, but not really. And of course, nothing was done to relieve the pressure on oil prices for the Americans. But that was Joe Biden's fault. I mean, the first day he took office, he immediately ended all that stuff. Ended the pipeline. Remember that? Yeah. Cut that off right off the bat. And then he goes looking for cheap oil. That was buffoonery. And then Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, he's trying to get some credit for peace in the Middle East. He outlined how Trump was able to secure the peace agreement. He noted that Arab states and Turkey have said enough to Hamas and said the response also showed that other Iran-backed groups, Hezbollah and Yemen's Houthi rebels, were not coming to Hamas's aid. Yeah, those are all true. Why is that? That is because Trump put a hurting on Iran. He bombed their nuclear facilities and limited their capabilities in that area. That was hugely, hugely expensive for Iran. They didn't have money to send to their little terrorist organizations around the world because they wanted to immediately try to regenerate their nuclear program. Yeah, I'm sure they're busy working on that. Very, very busy working on that right now. But in the meantime, we got peace in the Middle East. But no thanks to the Biden administration. That is absolutely absurd that they would try to take any credit for that. Just acknowledge President Trump for the great thing that he was able to accomplish here. And let's hope the same kind of energy moves forward and perhaps we can end the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Wouldn't that be something? Yep. I just love it when some of the lefties are forced to give credit to President Trump. Absolutely love it. And I don't think this would be possible with anybody other than President Trump, because it's not just policy. It's the way in which you go about it. It's the strength that you carry with you, the weight of the United States. And there's a lot of countries that are quiet about it, but they understand that, they recognize that, and most importantly, they respect that. As much as the lefties are talking about this guy's a Nazi and he wants to be a dictator, authoritarian, all the ridiculous things that they've said, and they said that the world leaders don't respect him. Well, that was a lie when they said it, and it continues to be a lie. See, the lefty media didn't play anything like when NATO got together and the head of NATO was so praising President Trump. The lefties didn't carry those stories, spent very little time. Yeah. All right, time for things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us. Count your blessings kind of a thing. Yeah, call in. All right. It is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis, 877-975-9825. Call in now for things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky. Ah, another gorgeous day in paradise, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. It is 9:53, and it's time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis, my dentist. All right? So let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's making me smile? We have re-entered that weather time frame during which we don't need air conditioning and we don't need heat. So maybe we can see some relief on the energy bills.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. And it is that. Although, I think today, 85 for a high, still a little for me to go without air conditioning. Yeah, it's a little bit, but the weather is awesome. Biketoberfest makes me smile. That is coming up this weekend. It actually starts on Thursday. And also the Gators playing on Saturday, and that's going to be, it's always a big game, you know. Anytime, Saturday in the swamp, but they're taking on Mississippi State. That's a 4:15 game start, so just keep that in mind. And don't go anywhere, by the way, because coming up next, it's the Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on, we'll do that next. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. This is not how you celebrate Columbus Day. A pair of crazed climate activists were busted Sunday after hurling red paint at a mural of Christopher Columbus in a bizarre caught-on-camera attack at a Spanish museum. The two vandals, members of the radical group Futuro Vegetal, because they're vegetarians, I guess, were caught on shocking video throwing red paint at the first tribute to Christopher Columbus. This is a massive mural of the Italian-born explorer painted in 1892 by Jose Garnello and displayed at Madrid's Naval Museum. So they poured red paint all over this thing, and they're climate activists? Last time I checked, that ship Christopher Columbus used was wind-powered. He was on your side, you whack jobs. That was wind that pushed that ship. He didn't have any diesel engines on that thing. Come on, man. Oh, and that's your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. I want you to have yourself a wonderful day. Try to soak up some of that sunshine. It's going to be gorgeous. And thanks for listening to 97.3 The Sky. See ya!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.